Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Dan Hallstrom, USMEF, with us today, talking meat export outlook for the rest of the year in just a moment.
Clark Jolly is the conservative Republican we need as state treasurer. Nobody has more experience with state finances than Clark Jolly. Having received multiple 100% ratings from the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Clark Jolly has a plan for battling Joe Biden's efforts to invade our financial privacy and Biden's attacks on oil, gas, and agricultural industries. Vote Clark Jolly for state treasurer. Authorized and paid for by Clark Jolly for state treasurer 2022. ClarkJolly.com.
I'm Randy Groner, a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Career politicians in Congress are putting us all in danger in exchange for money from special interest groups. I oppose the $40 billion government waste sent to the Ukraine. This will tax every Oklahoma family about $500. Congressman Mullen directly supported this with his special interest friends. I'm endorsed by General Mike Flynn, Trump's national security advisor, and former Senator Dr. Tom Coburn's legacy organization. I'm Dr. Randy Groner running for U.S. Senate. I will fight the career politicians and their special interest supporters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Groner for U.S. Senate.
2022 thus far has been pretty good. First 4 months are in the record books for beef exports. Dan Hallstrom with the U.S. Meat Export Federation says 3 of those months, billion-dollar export sale months. For the rest of the year, Hallstrom believes we've got more of the same out there for us for our beef exports.
You know, we're up 5% year-to-date. Our number for the year is maybe between 4 and 5%, about where we are, just maybe slightly slower, but nevertheless, a new record for this year on the tonnage side, and the value is going to be up quite a bit more just because prices are higher. But it's not just one market. I mean, in April, Japan had the best month of the year. They're just down slightly for the year as a whole, but things are looking better in Japan. Korea's up. China, of course, is up and has been now for the last year and a half. But you've also got some of the Central American areas, Latin American countries. The Caribbean is up big. The Caribbean's interesting because they've been back from COVID for over a year, and food service and hotel business in the Caribbean is booming. You know, our representative down there, these hotels are 90%+ or even 100% booked. Restaurants are packed. So there's a lot of things coming together here that is positive. But I need to lay a caution flag out there. You know, this is all happening in the face of some pretty stiff headwinds. And, you know, we all know what's going on with inflation. We all know what's going on with fuel prices, with fertilizer prices, with grain prices, with meat prices. In the back of our minds, while demand is really, really strong and really good through the numbers through April, we got to think at some point in some of these countries, you know, the spending power is going to become a little more limited. So we haven't seen it yet, but we see signs of it. So we have that factored into our forecast as well. But it's just something we got to keep our eyes on, Ron, because, you know, the bottom line is we have a very unique product globally. And you know, the last year and a half, we've seen people paying for it.
And one of those success stories, Variety Meats, $1 billion worth of sales last year. But the challenge has been having enough labor in order to capture all the variety meats that the market really wants. Hallstrom says things are getting a little better there.
I do sense that maybe it's gotten a little better. It would be reflected in the variety meat capture rates that compared to where we maybe were a year ago, that there's a higher percentage of the variety meats being captured. So in that sense, it's good news and there is improvement. But make no mistake, labor continues to be short as a whole across the whole ag supply chain. But seems to be maybe a little bit better, which is good news.
Mm-hmm. I guess what you can anticipate, maybe another $1 billion year for variety meats. Is that probably in the cards?
I think, I think most definitely it would be $1 billion plus. I believe last year we were 1.1 or 1.2 billion. The demand is there. I mean, keep in mind too, that a lot of the variety meats go to places like the Middle East and Africa. And, you know, $118 a barrel oil is not necessarily good news for Asia and for the U.S., but it's pretty good news for some of those regions because their supply, a lot of their spending power is based on oil and natural gas and things like this. So make no mistake, there's increased spending power in places like the Middle East, Egypt, for example, or in, you know, Angola, in Africa is very reliant on oil. So there are some indirect positives from a high oil price, and I think that'll help variety meats.
Dan Hallstrom, you got the beef buzz on Ron.
For a farmer, every day is different, and every season tells its own story. Make this the year you do it your way. Coron Metra is a foliar fertilizer that lets you decide when the time is right for nutrition. Metra gives you flexibility. It gives your tank efficiency. And Metra gives your crop more than just nitrogen. Coron Metra, the next evolution in crop nutrition. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration before use.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.